This is New England Public Media. President Joe Biden wants states to open vaccine appointments to all adults beginning in May. Massachusetts governor says that's a great goal, but says the feds have a lot of work to do first. I'm Carrie Healy, and this is Beacon Hill in 5, our look at the week ahead in politics and government in Massachusetts. As we do most Mondays, we've got Matt Murphy from the State House News Service on the line. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Carrie.
Governor Charlie Baker says if the state is going to start offering the COVID-19 vaccine to any adult starting May 1st, the state needs to see a big increase in the number of doses it's receiving. What's the latest on this?
Yeah, the president's challenge to states, again, to open up of the vaccination programs to all adults by May fed right into this capacity versus supply issue that Governor Charlie Baker has been talking about for months now. The state, the governor says, has the capacity to administer many more shots than it currently is. The issue, the governor has said repeatedly, is supply. And the state receives about 150,000 first doses each week, and that has not increased in several weeks. It is not going to increase for the rest of the month of March, the state has been told by the CDC. So with teachers becoming newly eligible last week for the state program, that added about 400,000 new people to the eligibility list in Massachusetts on top of the 65 and older crowd and first responders and other frontline workers who continue to get vaccinated. And there is just great competition and demand for these shots. And if the state, despite having more capacity at many of its mass vaccination sites, pharmacies, and other locations, just doesn't have enough doses to meet that demand.
You mentioned teachers. That's one point of disagreement on vaccines that continues to revolve around them. The governor opened up some appointments to teachers, but says he wants to make sure people in more vulnerable groups don't have to wait for vaccines. So that led to some tension last week, and the governor got pretty worked up. You called it a war of words. Should we expect more tension like that this week?
This really reached a boiling point last week after a meeting between the administration and some of the unions to talk about vaccinations. The issue here really is about how quickly the state can vaccinate teachers, how it vaccinates teachers, and whether or not it can do so before it brings many students back to in-person learning. The teachers' unions are asking that more teachers be vaccinated before they be forced to return to the classroom. And they're asking that it be done locally, that the state divert some of the doses that is set aside for educators and bring them in a new program to schools on site to minimize disruption and make it easier for teachers to get away from work and get the shot. But the governor does not want to create a separate program just for this one group. And he also is showing no signs of backing away from his plan, despite the limited availability of doses for teachers and everyone else, to bring back all elementary school students to full-time in-person learning by April 5th, followed by middle school students by April 28th.
About that, some lawmakers, including Northampton Rep. Lindsay Sabadosa, want to delay that full reopening of elementary schools until after spring break and introduced a bill doing that. Is there any chance of that passing?
I mean, this is probably the only way that this can get done. The governor meet with the teachers, talk with the teachers. He has shown very little willingness to back off of his position. We know that the Speaker of the House, Ron Mariano, the President of the Senate, Karen Spilka, have agreed in large part with the teachers and the need to get vaccinated to safely return to in-person learning. And it may take an act of the legislature to change the timeline at this point.
And briefly, coming up tomorrow, a pivotal hearing in the future of the Holyoke Soldiers Home. Of course, the state-run facility was the site of more than 70 deaths died to COVID-19. Everyone agrees it's out of date and it needs updating or replacing, but there's disagreement on how big to build it. And there's some really tight deadlines approaching for federal funding. What should we expect to learn tomorrow?
Yeah, this will be an interesting hearing to watch because of the deadlines. The state is trying to meet an April 15th deadline to apply for federal matching grants that would pay for up to 65% of this new soldier's home. The governor says he needs the bill signed and on his desk and signed by April 1 to meet that deadline. His legislation would authorize up to $400 million in borrowing to build this. And one of the early issues for lawmakers was the size. The governor's administration had proposed to reduce the size of the Holyoke home from about 235 beds to 192. They appear to have listened to lawmakers and upped the footprint of this proposed new building. But if there are any other issues here, we've heard talk about whether or not a behavioral health unit gets added to this design plan. It will be interesting to see whether or not some of these issues can be worked out over the design phase and over time, or if any of these problems that lawmakers have with the proposal could kill this bill or at least postpone it, which would force the state to wait for another fiscal year to apply for federal funding.
Matt Murphy is a reporter with the State House News Service in Boston. Thank you, Matt, as always.
Thank you.
This is Beacon Hill in 5, our weekly check-in at the State House. You can subscribe to this podcast and others from New England Public Media at our website. That's nepm.org/podcast hub. This is New England Public Media.